This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden landed in Europe Wednesday on his first overseas trip as U.S. leader, set to hold high-level talks with other Western heads of state before meeting next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin at a summit in Geneva. Just before the president arrived in Britain, officials confirmed the Biden administration will buy 500 million Pfizer vaccine doses to donate to lower-income countries. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
According to people familiar with the plan, President Biden tomorrow will announce the administration's going to buy 500 million doses for sharing through the global COVAX alliance.
To help donate more doses to poor countries around the world.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan would not confirm the plan while flying to Europe with the president. Sources say 200 million doses would be shared this year and the rest in the first half of next year. The announcement comes days after the White House unveiled plans to start sharing America's existing vaccine surplus with other nations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the global race to vaccinate people against COVID-19, Africa is at the back of the pack. AP's Zaria Shackley has details.
In South Africa, with the continent's most robust economy, only 0.8% of the population is fully vaccinated. In Nigeria, it's 0.1%. Kenya is even lower. And Uganda has recalled doses from rural areas because it doesn't have nearly enough to fight outbreaks in big cities. The continent of 1.3 billion people is facing a severe shortage of vaccine. At the same time, a new wave of infections is rising across Africa. I'm Zaria Shakili.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The leader of the Nigerian extremist group Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, has killed himself, according to a jihadi group linked to the Islamic State group. An audio recording purportedly from Abu Musab al-Banawi, the leader of the Islamic State West Africa province, said Shekau detonated explosives, killing himself after a battle between the two groups. The audio message follows media reports last month that Shekau, one of Africa's most wanted men, blew himself up to evade capture by ISWAP fighters. This is the first time his death has been publicly acknowledged. There had been several false reports about Shekau's death in the past, with Shekau later appearing in videos to refute them. Insurgents shot dead at least 10 Afghans working for an agency clearing landmines in an attack on their camp in the north of the country. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The Halo Trust said in a statement that an unknown armed group killed at least 10 of its Afghan staff. More than a dozen people were wounded. The agency said there were 110 workers at the camp, and an official said that most of the survivors fled to nearby villages. The Interior Ministry said the gunmen were Taliban insurgents, though the group denied involvement. After decades of conflict, Afghanistan is strewn with mines and unexploded ordnance. Agencies have been working to clear them in the years since the Taliban were ousted in 2001. The Taliban frequently attack demining workers because, government officials say, the workers often help to defuse roadside bombs that insurgents have planted.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. An internal investigation has determined that the decision to use force, including pepper pellets, flashbang grenades, and officers on horseback to clear racial justice protesters from an area near the White House last year, was not influenced by then-President Donald Trump's plan to stage a photo opportunity at the spot. The report released Wednesday by the Interior Department's Inspector General concludes that U.S. Park Police cleared demonstrators from near Lafayette Park last June 1st, so that a contractor could get started installing new fencing. The demonstrators were protesting the death of George Floyd, who died after a former Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck and pinned him to the ground for nearly 9.5 minutes. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 0.44%, the S&P fell by 0.18%, the Nasdaq dropped 0.09%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. VOA News.